Item number four is a street closing for part of the public lane south of McCallum Avenue, east of Chester Avenue, under file DAC 21-2011, and in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item number five is a subdivision and rezoning at 15 Chester Street, under file DASZ 47 of 2011, and item number six is a variance at 15 Chester Street, under file DAV 1081-53 of 2011-D.
12-D. Okay, I'd like to call the applicant forward. It's Ron DeCombe and Linda Peters. Right. Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Very good. What you guys up to?
We would first of all like to express Sandy Hopkins' regrets at not being here tonight himself, that it's our AGM, and so he sent us in his place. A little bit about who we are and what we do. It's Habitat for Humanity, and we build low-income, safe, decent, affordable housing for low-income working families. The project that we're working on is a bit of a continuation of what we've done on McCallum and on Nairn Avenue, and have subsequently purchased some more land, and we would like to extend what we are building. And our project, it's a LEED development, which is a leadership in energy and environmental design. Very, very efficient homes and very modest homes, but very good. They all exceed PowerSmart Gold. So the site that we are looking at is a combination of single-family and side-by-side homes. And with your approval, we would like to add three more homes this year and expect to complete building on the site by the end of 2013. We've put in some efforts to preserve the historical significance of the site. We've removed the arch and the header from Sir Sam Steele, and would like to do a little bit on the site that would recognize the significance of that site. And other than that, you know, we're looking at, got a lane to close and another lane to open. And
okay. I guess ultimately would create the opportunity for families to have homes. As Linda said, our first phase of the development was a LEED development, and I think the last indication we had was that all but two of our homes are going to come in at LEED Platinum. The other two are going to come in at LEED. And the only reason that the one house couldn't come in at a LEED Platinum is the number of bedrooms in the house. It's a single mom with a single child, and so there isn't enough utilization of the house to get a platinum rating.
Okay. So. Was this building not historically designated?
It was removed from the last fall. And we actually had a demolition permit issue.
Oh, okay.
And we're doing the demolition at this point in a very slow fashion. We're trying to reclaim the brick off the front of the building.
Being Habitat, that makes sense. Yeah.
So there's slow progress going on that right now.
That's okay.
Intentional.
Okay. Any questions for the applicants?
I had a question. I drive by the site every day, and I saw some kids in there throwing stones at some of the windows. And my concern is, I understand you're demolishing it and it takes time, but is the site secure? Because when I drove over, so what I did is I was coming, it was probably on Friday, I guess, I was coming back on there, and I saw just through the corner of my eye these two young boys. So then I swung around, I turned, and I went down the street, McCallum, I guess it would be, and caught them coming out and gave them what for, and they hightailed it. But in the meantime, they were coming through a hole in the fence that was falling down, open, and contractors should be securing their site at all times.
Yeah, one of the criteria for the demolition permit was to have the fence there at all times, and we did put it up, so we'll have to check on that.
Right? Yeah. I did make a point, actually, immediately phoning Mr. Hopkins, because I had his contact information, to point that out to him, so I just raised it now. I didn't hear back from him, so.
Oh, well, that's because he sent that to me.
Okay.
And I followed up with my construction guys and said, it's got to be secure at all times. They said it is secure. But there is the ability to take the opening apart, and so I'm guessing that's probably what these young fellows did.
Well, and it's not secure.
Well, we've secured it as good as we can secure, because we have to be able to open it and get in. So they've undone the work we've done.
They've just got to get a lock.
No?
Yeah, we'll certainly look at that to make it.
We'll do that. But are aware and thank you, and and are looking after that.
Yeah, it's been a target for many years now.
Yeah, no, it's good to see it being cleaned up and everything, but it's just, and I know it's not my words, Councillor Steen's word, but just the other thing, because I drive by it all the time. On the side that, on the Narron Avenue side, are you planning to remove, like, you've done a terrific job, by the way, on the McCallum side in terms of the design and the look of the homes and everything, and just, you know, the presentation. On the Narron side, I know that one property kind of got away on you, at the east end, but anyway, the rest of them look great. The only thing is you've got this, I'm going to just say it bluntly, ugly fence that kind of goes up and down, and you've got all those signs on it, which are advertising, which I understand you got to do for a while.
Yeah.
But it's now been up for like 2 years or something, and it's time for that fence to come down and clean up the site.
The brown wood fence was part of the original agreement.
Yeah, I believe
that. It was built
that
way because so that it could have gates cut in it. So
yeah, it just you know, the problem with it is it's not a very attractive looking fence. Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's just really an ugly fence.
Yeah, we used that streetscape when we were looking at another development, and that was a common comment.
Yeah. I don't know if there's something, because you're going to be back in the site now, is if there's a way to kind of clean that up. Just some suggestions.
But definitely the signage is that phase of the building is over now.
Yeah, right. And but the fence is, like, the problem with that, of course, is so close to the road is you get the dust and the dirt, and the fence, of course, is darker, so it shows everything. And it just, and then the fence is like this, right? So anyway, whatever. Okay, thank you. I don't have any questions, Councillor.
Thank you.
And I have a few things.
Oh.
I'd like to see on the corner, Chester and there, some kind of sign recognizing Sir Sam Steele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some preliminary discussions going on right now to try to use something from the building to maybe create a monument at the northwest corner of Chester and McCallum and the southwest corner of Narron and Chester.
Yeah.
But it's preliminary discussions right now to try to figure out what we can do.
And in this plan, there was a park planned,
right,
which we had taken out because it was too small.
Right.
But there is a park across the street. It's only, or on the other side of on Herbert. It's called Figaro Park now. But I'd like to see that being renamed to Sir Sam Steele and
the monument
have the
there?
Monument there on that site.
Yeah.
It would certainly give us somewhere to store it.
Yeah.
It's way too big for the little corners of the lots.
Yeah. But those are things I have.
Okay.
All right. And I don't think we could do anything about that. Unless Michael has something. We were talking about the walkway right through the other, but that's not quite possible.
No, we're not supportive of that proposed walkway between Nairn and the rear lane, I guess, for a number of reasons. One, it's, I guess, unsafe for, or it's potentially unsafe for a number of different reasons, from the SEPDED natural surveillance perspective, as well as the fact it leads directly onto a public lane.
Yeah.
And also, if you do move to have that park removed, well, it's a public walkway leading to nowhere.
Yeah. But, I mean, from McAlman to Herbert Street.
Yep.
But there is sort of a lane between two houses. I don't know if it's private property or if I think it's city something going in the ground there. On page 5 in the report.
Page 5 of the closing.
This is the closing report. This is number 6.
It's on lot, between lot 3
8087 and 8891. Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think that, because I think this is something going through there. I don't know if it's city property in between. No? It's private property?
That's private.
Then okay, that's out.
Yeah, that's one big one.
So it would be a nice walkway through the, to the park, I mean, for, from that area.
It's this property over here. It's all one big lot.
Yeah.
Okay. It's private, too.
All right.
Okay. Good.
No more questions? Okay. Thank you very much. We'll have an opportunity to come back to you.
Okay.
Joe and Estelle Melnick.
Yeah.
Would you come forward and speak?
I want to speak.
All right.
How are you doing?
Good. If you can state your name and address for the record, it is being
good.
Visually recorded.
How are you?
It's just that we're just kind of getting up to date in what's going on there because we live right across the street from that school.
Yeah.
The original proposal was for a small park, so the park is completely disregarded completely then out of this development, right?
Yeah. It wasn't a park. It was
a kiddie park.
Small lot.
Yeah.
So it's
going to be no park at all there. It's just going to be strictly houses and back lane, and that's it.
And we'll dedicate some money into the other park to fix that up.
No, I see.
In Sir Sam Steele's name, yeah.
Okay. Mr. White, we watched the kids go in there and throwing rocks at the windows and all that, like bricks that come down.
Yeah.
I know who's taking the bricks off. I work part-time at Stony Mountain. These people are from Rockwood Institution, and they're with a guard that I know actually personally. They're doing pulling. I was just going to inquire, is just the front bricks coming off, or is it all the way side bricks coming off first, or how long is it going to take to do, get this monstrosity out of there? Because, boy, I'm tired of looking at it.
These questions can be answered when the applicant comes back. They have an opportunity to respond to questions that are brought up. So the representatives from Habitat will likely be the ones that can respond to that for you. So
yeah. And the fence around there is not going to keep no kids out of there. I can guarantee you that. I think Mr. White knows that. There's about that much space underneath the fence. Any kid can crawl in there. I would imagine when they start demolishing it for real, they probably put up a real construction fence with make it safe. There's a lot of kids been running around that area. Not only that, the brick over the archways where the people taking bricks off is... A lot of it can come down if they're around there. There's no doubt about it. It's just hanging there now. And it is a safety concern, not for me, mind you, but for kids in the area. So that's all I'm concerned about.
That's fair.
But I am fully supportive of the project. I really like the houses that went up so far. They're not all the same. There's a good mentality of making different homes to make it look different, and it is a nice development. There's nothing wrong with it, so I'm quite supportive of it.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glad to hear that, Joe.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anybody else whose name that's not been called that wishes to speak in support of this application? In support of this application? Anybody whose name that has not been called that wishes to register or speak in opposition? In opposition? For information, Sean Mason? Do you wish to speak at all? No. Anybody else whose name that's not been called that wishes to speak or register for information? For information? Here or none. That would be, we can bring back the applicant. Wanda Combe and Linda Peters, please.
In terms of how long, I guess we haven't been overly anxious to demolish the building in a hurry because until we have a subdivision in place, we're not ready to go and put the houses in there. And there is a basement area to the school where the boiler is located, which would create a fall hazard for kids. So at this point, we thought by taking a slow approach, we were not creating a bigger hazard that would exist for potentially till the fall or later until we're ready to begin construction. So we'll have to obviously do a better job at ensuring that the security fencing is secure.
Okay.
And keep the people out of there and keep them away from any fall or drop, you know, falling material hazards. But the urgency to get the building down has not been there, and we didn't really, as I say, we didn't really want to create a bigger hazard with the exposed basement that's all concrete.
And
you're,
any questions, Councilor Steen?
You're reusing the bricks. That's why you're taking them down slowly.
In two fashions. One, we wanted to reuse the brick for the pillars on the corner, and the other is to reuse some of them for reclaimed brick to sell at the ReStore.
And I guess finally, the ones that are rubble, are not usable or saleable, we're going to haul out to our Fernbank development to use as the construction road, so that we don't. Create a mess when we go up the streets. We'll have a nice dry road to bring our construction vehicles in and out of the site at Fernbank and Main on that development.
Are there other elements of the interior of the building you're keeping?
We're looking at, we've had our ReStore staff go through it. We're going to try to think, sell the blackboards, anything that was, that actually the former owner had taken a lot of the parts off the new boiler, so it wasn't functional when we regained control of the building. So. There wasn't a lot left that was of value, but whatever is of value, we're going to sell through the ReStore, reuse ourselves in our construction activities. So,
are you able to salvage the stone name that's above the entranceway to put it in?
We've taken that down.
Oh, good. So you can build that into the cairn that.
Yeah. Yeah, we've taken it down very carefully.
Good,
yeah.
And I think thanks to the Winnipeg School Division or whatever school division it was that relocated a class there many years ago. There's a couple of miles of land cable that we're going to try to sell in the ReStore to. It was running up and down the hall floors.
Yeah, lots of kind of five in there.
Yes.
All right. Any other questions? Okay.
So, one quick question, councillors. So is it, would you be amenable then if we put a requirement in this approval that the fencing be brought up to snuff for the purpose of the demolition and the safety fencing, and then the other issue of regarding the existing fencing on your other site, would you be all right with us requesting that be addressed?
That should be done in any event.
Okay.
Yeah,
we can bring this.
We should bring it up to what the build, the, build, the demo permit requires.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Carlos? We should just comment from, this, from
sorry,
the...
sorry, we should just be dealing with the site that's being applied for. If it's a different site that the council is referring to,
right.
We wouldn't have
this.
Yeah, we wouldn't have any...
But if they're not objecting...
We wouldn't have any legal...
No, I know, but if they're not objecting.
So that's something that they can undertake on their own.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
Good. Thank
okay.
you.
I did have one question. I was wondering if the city would be willing to forgive the donation of land requirement for the new development that we...
Or the fee in lieu.
Or the fee in lieu.
Fee in lieu, land dedication.
I had something in mind for that.
Do you?
Councilor, okay, Councilor already has something.
Okay.
We won't
okay.
confuse the issue then.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, so this is 4, 5, and 6, is it? Where does it go back to? Yes.
One by one.
Yeah, on the closing first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one.
This is closing item number 4.
I'll move that the report, the Winnipeg Public Service, be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The receipt of public representations be concluded.
Aye.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee in Property and Development.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
That the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
So
on the subdivision.
So I want to add this into.
You can do that after you want to make the.
When I do it.
When you're talking about it, yeah, I think.
Okay, so that number 5.
When you're doing the concurrence of the. There.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I move that the reports of the public Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
That the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in. And forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee.
I'm assuming you wanted to make an amendment to the recommendation,
yeah,
Council.
Yeah, I wanted to make an amendment on item 3.
Okay.
that any proceeds from the future sale of this property be all allocated to the East Elmwood Community Center redevelopment.
Okay. All in favor?
Is this our land?
There's a lane closure here.
Oh, the lane closure.
Okay.
So you're allocating the net proceeds of the sale of that lane to the East Elmwood Community Center redevelopment?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the
It'll be going to Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development because there's an amendment.
Because there's an amendment.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to the Standing Policy Committee via?
Standing Policy Committee on Property and
Development. So I move that the following supporting reasons be provided. That this building been sitting there for many years and there was nobody wanted to renovate it and residents didn't want any commercial activity going on in there. It's on the resident side of Nairn, and I think it's a very good fit and it's a very good organization doing this work and it's very special to go to the when they hand over the keys to the people. We're very proud and grateful for these houses, that's for sure, and they're improving our area big time. So I move that the public hearing with respect to this.
Oh, sorry. All those in favor of the moving it to the Standing Policy Committee as well as the supporting reasons? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed. We will now proceed to the Standing Policy Committee, I guess. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will now will receive notice that the matter is considered by Council. Okay. Item number 6.
So I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That criteria A to B of subsection 22.47.3 of the City of Winnipeg Charter set out below are satisfied.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Is consistent with Plan Winnipeg and I need
Should I read all this? Yeah.
No.
That's just
those. So that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Please note